SiriusXM NFL Radio, along with Coach Charlie Weiss, Bob Papa airing it out. So glad you could join us here on a Football Wednesday as we get you set for Week 6 of the National Football League. And, Coach, it is with great pleasure we welcome in our first guest here this morning on the program. He was a standout at Wake Forest. He was drafted by the New York Giants in 1981, helped the Giants win a Super Bowl, then went on to play with the Green Bay Packers. 148 games in the National Football League. Billy Ard joins us here on the guest line this morning. Billy, Bob Papa, Coach Weiss, thanks for a couple of minutes. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, guys. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on the radio.
So let's talk a little bit, Billy, about this product that you're talking about and encouraging people to find more information about called Safer Helmet Covers, S-F-A-R, Helmet Covers. Explain
Correct.
To the audience what you're talking about here.
Sure, sure. So Safer makes a shell that connects to a helmet on top of the helmet that reduces force by as much as 77%, which hence results in fewer concussions, better treatment of the brain. And our goal here is to make the game safer, but I'll just back up a few seconds so you'll get an idea where it came from. Mark Kelso, Buffalo Bills, he wore this bubble thing that connected to a helmet, via Velcro. And he was having concussion issues, and this was able to, help the guy play a little bit longer and reduce the risk of, future concussions. Well, that's AppleFone 1.0. I had a bunch of Wake Forest teammates of mine that bought this company just a couple of years ago, and we put some money into research and development, continued to develop the shell, and hence we call it AppleFone 12.0 now. So, but it's a shell that just reduces force, and if you reduce force, you reduce the risk of concussions.
Billy, is it different than what we're seeing, like what's mandatory in the NFL for the linemen the first couple of weeks of training camp, where they're wearing that cover on top of their helmets?
Yes, it's similar in philosophy. It's similar philosophy where you want to just reduce the risk of concussions. The difference between ours and theirs is, and we went down to Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech has a lab, a helmet lab, where they test product. They invited us down. We spent 3 days doing well over 320 or 30 hits to the shell, to the helmet. What we did was we took 3 5-star helmets down to Virginia Tech, and the 5 stars are based upon Virginia Tech's grading system. We tested the helmet straight up, then we added the NFL's product. And we tested it, and the numbers got better. And then we put our shell on top of it and tested it again. The test was done in 4 different areas, front, back, side, and front boss, which is kind of the angle. And after the numbers were – after the data was produced, the result was the biggest hit, which usually is in the back or the side of the helmet, we were able to reduce the risk of concussion by almost 77%. And all these helmets are great from the front because you see the hit. The other product, the NFL's product, is a good product, but it's not game day ready. The key is ours. You put ours on, you don't take it off. You will not tell whether we have the shell on or not. We design it perfectly. We match the paint color. You put your decals on, and you're ready to go.
All right, so then you take the cover, and it almost looks like they put it over their helmet, but almost looks like they're wearing their helmet?
Correct. So you're wearing the helmet. You snap this on. Everything is custom. We designed this shell towards each helmet, like the Riddell, Flex, Shud F7, so we designed the shell to fit the helmet size appropriate also. And the beautiful thing about the Virginia Tech study was right after we got done, the head engineer of the lab at Virginia Tech brought the data down to the football program at Virginia Tech. And they next day, they ordered 140. A couple of days later, we had the USFL, all eight teams. I think there's eight teams. All eight teams bought the product for their guys. We right now have, you know, Virginia Tech, Boston College, University of Pittsburgh, North Carolina State. They all wear the product. Wake Forest is starting to wear the product. I believe by next spring, we could have as many as 35 more colleges, universities wearing the product. So, I mean, the reason why I got involved is because I love the game. I believe in the game, and I want to make the game safer, as safe as possible. So, hence, supporting the product. I think it's a great product.
So, Billy, as a parent, and we got a lot of parents that are listening right now, and they've got kids that played football. Two of my three older boys played tackle football, and now my 8-year-old son is involved in tackle football. For a parent, how can they go out and find more out about this and do what they can do to help protect their kid?
Sure. We have a website, Safer, S-A-F-R, sports.com. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, but also what I would do is I would go on the website, and there's a tremendous amount of data. Look at it. And if it's something that, you know, you think it's of interest for your program or for your individual child, you contact us and we will work together. But what happens is if one or two kids are wearing it, then the whole program winds up wearing it, because we'll go in and we'll present. And one thing the parents want, they want safety for their kids. That's the goal. You want them to play, have fun, go through all those great experiences that, you know, football brings to you. But on top of it, you want to make the game safer. And this is something that will definitely help.
So this is something that is not just a college pro thing. This is high school, Pop Warner, all the way down. Anyone who's playing tackle football, you want to encourage them to get this product.
Yes. You put it on and you don't take it off. That's the key. You know, right now we have those universities wearing it. They wear it in practice. Virginia Tech last week was the first, I believe, the first Division I program to be wearing it in the game. Not all their players, but like the linemen are wearing it in the game. It's starting to happen. There's a Division III school out in Michigan, Albion College. Their whole team is wearing it now. We have high schools. We're approved by the NJSIAA. Everyone, whenever I give the talk or we give the talk to the schools or to the youth programs, everybody likes it, because you can't fight the science. That's the key. It's just, can they afford it? And so you have the haves, like the private schools, you know, the schools that have money, they can go out and buy it right away. And then you have the public schools. They have to raise money, you know, via the parents and things like that. Everyone that sees the product, reads about it, they all like it. It's similar in weight to the NFL's product. Actually, it's probably a little bit lighter than the NFL's product, because theirs is a little thicker. So it's a beautiful, beautiful shell.
All right, Billy, before we let you go here, and we'll let you pop the website one more time, you suited up 113 games for the Giants. You started 106. You were part of their Super Bowl winning team in 1986. Do you have any eligibility left? And can you come in and pinch hit to help that old line?
Oh, man. You know, it's amazing. I really feel I feel for Daniel Jones, and I feel for the linemen. You know, when I watch the line, I know the left tackle's out, but the left side doesn't seem to be as big a problem as the right side of the line. But you see these linemen, they're not on the same level. They're, you know, if the tackle's up, the guard's back, people get picked, people get, you know, the twist. They're not on the same level. I you know what? It's, I feel really bad for Daniel Jones. I feel bad for the team because the team is trying. But when you're giving up 18 sacks over, you know, two games, you know, this is record territory. So difficult. It's a difficult situation. They need to do a better job evaluating the players.
Billy, we appreciate a couple minutes. Why don't you give the fans the website one more time?
Sure. SafarSportsCom.
All right. Awesome stuff. Hey, make sure you tune in to Golf Channel today at 4 p.m. because your Wake Forest women are going for another championship here in Dallas. Check it out.
All right. I'll definitely do that. Thank you very much for the tip.
You got it. Billy Ard. See ya. Coach, interesting concept, right? Anything to make the game safer, any kind of technology to make the game safer, especially at the youth level, I think has to be investigated, right?
You have no choice but to at least look into it. You have to at least look into it because, I mean, they can't throw out stats like 77%, you know, better rate of avoiding concussions without science, without evidence. You just don't throw numbers like that out there. And you think about that, I mean, that's a significant decrease in the number of concussions that you have. And right now we live in a concussion world in football. I mean, it's become one of the primary issues that for safety, and it correlates to all levels of contact football, all levels.
Along with Coach Charlie Weiss, Bob Papa airing it out. We talked about some sneaky good games this week. Plus, we're going to open up the phone lines in the 11 a.m. Eastern hour, getting you set for week 6 in the National Football League right here at Sirius XM NFL Radio.